Hi, this is a discussion for our patient Terence Hales. He, like Tom, E-R-R-A-N-C-E-H-A-L-E-S, date of birth is 9/27/1989, date of procedure is 9/6/2025. The patient Terence Hales is here for a procedure, interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The procedure is being done according to protocol. 5 cc of dexamethasone is being injected safely. The patient reported some additional pain and he was provided a toradol injection 2 cc's. He also was required a 1 cc of flumazenil for waking him up from worship. Other than that, patient walked out with a stable vital signs with no issues. The indications for the procedure are based on the history and the physical examination and the MRI findings. The patient was involved in a rear-ending accident on 5/28/2025, after which he started having severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back. Subsequent MRIs in the neck and the mid-back showed presence of herniated disc at L4, L5. And a bulging disc of L3, L4, L5, S1, along with facet hypertrophy, and compression of both L4 and L5 nerve roots. All the alternate options of treatment were discussed, and the patient agreed for having a series of LESI injections, times 4. He is stable otherwise. Thank you.